Yeah, my name is Nada Homsi. I am a theater artist. I do acting, mainly acting, and I do writing, and recently I directed a play. A play called My Name is Dakhil Faraj.
And what was that play about?
That play is about the real life story of Dakhil Faraj under the regime of Saddam Hussein and under the American attack on Iraq.
Tell me about the theater piece Shalal in Toronto.
Shalal in Toronto is, I'll tell you the story from the beginning, okay?
Yes.
The story of this war.
What does Shalal in Toronto mean? What does Shalal mean?
Shalal is a name. It's a name. It's a funny name, Iraqi name, colloquial name. And Shalal in Toronto is telling about those refugees who came to Canada and their trip to Canada. And they're being ignorant about the life here. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Some of them are clever, some of them are dummies. So some take the opportunity and start studying and going to university, and some do not learn English and stay ignorant and not being well.
Who wrote the play?
Who wrote the play? Dakhil Faraj and his colleague Fulla Al-Orfali. She, like, they... let me tell you the story how this play happened.
Okay.
So this the multicultural theater, the Empty Space in Kitchener, is 11 years old now, and I am an artistic associate. The artistic director Majdi Boumatar and I are Arabs. When Dakhil Faraj, the artist from Iraq, the refugee, came to Kitchener. He came to visit us at the office. Actually, he heard about our company before he came to Canada. So he chose Kitchener as his city because we are located in Kitchener. And he came to the office and he met us. So we held a meeting and we found that he and his colleague, Fulla, have a theater play which they like to work on. So we helped them to rehearse in our studio, and we rented a theater for them, and we helped with the administration work and translation, etc. And we allowed them to produce their play, Shalal in Toronto, with the community. Not all of them are professional artists. Some are professional, some are half, and some are not professional at all. So there were, I think, 6 or 7 actors on the stage. It's a comedy in colloquial Iraqi, Arabic Iraqi colloquial, and it is directed by Muhammad Jurani, who is located in Toronto. He was driving to Kitchener to help the group directing the play, and they performed it at the Registry Theater in Kitchener. And then they performed it again in another version during the refugee day. And that's it. Now it is done. And then after that play, we founded the Arab Canadian Theater, all this group like Majdi and Dakhil. Majdi, the artistic director of Empty Space, and myself, Nada Homsi, artistic associate at Empty Space, and Dakhil Faraj, who introduced himself to us. We founded the Kitchener Waterloo Arab Canadian Theatre, KW Act. And we registered this company, new company, and I wrote the life story. I turned the life story of Dakhil into a theater play. After interviewing him in sequence of interviews, and I directed it, and it was performed in 3 languages, English language, Arabic language, and American Sign Language at once. And so the story was told at once in three languages.
And this is the story of a refugee from Iraq?
Yes, who is Dakhil Faraj himself, who was playing his part. He was playing himself.
I imagine for him to be on the stage playing his part must be a dream come true from hearing about the theater space while he was trying to get out of Iraq and get to Canada.
But he doesn't really know that it is a dream coming true, because back home, it is easy to make theater. It is easy to make rehearsals, because usually the ministry is offering the place and paying the artist, and there is no pressure like in here, time-wise, money-wise, and all these things. So when he came and introduced himself to us, we worked for him, but he didn't know. He doesn't speak English at all. So he didn't know how much we worked to make it come true. Of course, when he was doing his part, he knew it was an important work. And actually, it was very, very difficult for him because it's a tragedy. The American killed his two children in front of his own eyes and his mother's eyes. And they also killed his father and other members of his family. So it's a tragedy. So every time he was rehearsing, it was very difficult on him. Like, the time comes back to him and he remembers.
He had to relive the experience.
It was a very difficult experience for him, but at the same time, he knows how important it is. Yeah, he wants to tell the Canadian audience about the real result of war. Like, the people in Canada do not really know what is war. They think that, when the Americans bomb this target and they see on CNN a little bit of flash, they don't know what that means. They don't know how the American soldiers are under drugs and they enjoy torturing. When they were killing his children and his family members, they were laughing and they were filming and they were partying and they were having fun, actually, doing this. For sure, they were not... They must be under... something, drugs or something, because it can't be like regular human beings doing this for no reason, like enjoying killing the whole family happily like that. So he is traumatized. For sure he is traumatized.
What was the reaction to this play? I know that Shalal in Toronto had a big success. People came from all over Southern Ontario to see it.
That's true. Yeah, because it was this is a play that is done in colloquial Iraqi language, and it tells about this journey of the Iraqis through the airport into Canada and what the things that happened to them. So the Iraqi people, many of Iraqi people are refugees, and Dakhil knows, because he's an artist back home, so he knows almost everybody in Iraqi person here in Canada and also in the USA and also like in Ontario cities like Hamilton, Mississauga, London, Ontario. People were coming from these cities to see this play, Shalal in Toronto. It was a big success, yeah. And they were coming with their friends and families, and yeah, it was a big success. But also My Name is Dakhil Faraj was another big success, a little bit in a different, slight difference, because there was, we performed during Ramadan, which is the holy month of the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Many Arabs are Muslims, and they fast during Ramadan. So it's a religious month. They don't do activities. They are fasting. They don't eat or drink, and they have to prepare for the dinner after
after sunset.
After sunset, yeah. So we didn't receive the amount of number of audience that they got in Shalal, but it's the same story. People were coming from Quebec, USA, London, Ontario, Hamilton, like all these places. And also, of course, the audience were multicultural. You could see the white and the Indian and the black. Also, the people who do not speak the but speak the sign language also came from around the cities, from Woodstock, from Stratford. I had an actor. The actress who speaks sign language is from Woodstock, and the actor Varick Grimes is from Stratford. So three actors were there. Of course, their friends and families came from their cities too.
So what is Dahel working on now?
Yeah, what is Dahel working on now? It's the Arab Canadian Theater now, and we are working on projects now he is working on bringing an artist from the USA, a blind singer who is very well known. He is working on bringing him to Mississauga to perform to the Arab audience, to the Iraqi audience. And I am working on applying to turn My Name is Dahel Faraj into a one-man show so we can tour it and travel to the Arab world and perform in festivals and in events all around. It's easy to move when the cast is smaller.
And why do you think it's important to bring that play back to the Arab world?
Because it's our experience as Arabs who are living in Canada. We like to introduce to them what we are working on. And of course, we want to keep channels with them and see what they are doing. It's a cultural exchange and knowledge follow-up. And we do theater because we want to perform it to audience everywhere.
Well, Nada Hamzi, thank you for telling me about it.
Thank you. You're welcome. Very welcome.
Now my colleague Samir Mukal is going to speak with you.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to make a little noise typing to just save this interview we just did. And I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
I'm very happy to hear about your work. Okay,
thank
so
you.
I will go get Samir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.